Baliet County residents say some vulnerable families are not able to send their children to schools because of poverty. 18-year-old Atong Thon Maten, who returned to Baliet in April, says she had very little chances of going to school while she was in a Sahara IDP camp in Malut. Now she says she is ready to continue with her studies after attending literacy and numeracy training in Baliet. Maten strongly urges girls not to get married before completing their studies.
We left during the conflict and settled in Sara. Mother and father died. I do not have money to pay my school fees. I have been seeing children at school, but I do not know how to write. I'm now in school and I have known alphabet and numbers, and also how I can protect myself. If I join Standard 1, this will not be difficult. I urge girls to study and refrain from earlier marriage.
25-year-old Chan Mijak Lual says South Sudan's economic crisis has resulted in many cases of early and forced marriages in Baliet. He says parents should focus on educating girls who could be important assets to their communities in the future.
When the girl don't have a brother, so that can lead her to work at night to get relationships with some boys. So, and that will cause a early marriage. Even a post-marriage is there. When the father sees someone having a property, all you could do that I have to give my daughter to the richer man. But that's not good. I can tell my community to stop that. So by educating a young girl, they can benefit the family.
Nyanajith Mwiluagwar, another Baliet County resident, says the country's deteriorating economy does not favor women and girls.
What forces them is economic crisis. They do not get other things. Also, they think they should get married so that their husband will support them. But this is not good. It's better for them to first go to school. I urge them to study and have certificate. After that, they can get job. And then they will get married.
Chuang Kwal Chuang, Baliet County Youth Chairperson, says his office is creating awareness on early pregnancies among girls attending school.
We ask them why sometimes girls get pregnant before sitting for senior four. They told us that pregnancy comes unknowingly, so girls now get knowledge only that the training is not enough. These 2 years, I believe some girls will go to secondary, some will complete form four, and even some of them will go to university. They have known how they can protect themselves.
Chuang says educational training offered to young people in the county has contributed to peace building. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kwad, reporting from Baliet, the capital of Upper Nile States, Baliet County.